Oregon voters passed a measure that strips language from the state's constitution allowing for slavery and involuntary servitude when used as a punishment for a crime. Conrad Wilson reports.
Measure 112 was passing by wide margins in unofficial returns. Sterling Cuneo is on the board of directors with Oregonians United and Slavery, which backed Measure 112. He says the vote sends a powerful message.
The idea that we as a state have said that no human being, regardless of their past, should be considered a slave or an involuntary servant, how is that not exciting?
According to unofficial returns, more than 500,000 people voted to keep the language. Support behind Measure 112 was broad, with no formal opposition campaign. However, eliminating involuntary servitude as a punishment for a crime concerned some, particularly those running the state's prison system and local jails. I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.